From KQED Public Radio and the California Report, this is the Capital Notes podcast for Friday, December 9th. I'm John Myers from KQED Public Radio. And as you might know, we had a pretty interesting event here in Sacramento here at the end of the week. Governor-elect Jerry Brown held an unprecedented, a very unusual budget event, a conversation, a meeting with state and local officials in Sacramento, here in Sacramento. And so I wanted to play a little bit of that for you this week. This is also a special podcast because I'm out of the office, actually out of the state for the last couple of days of the week. Our good friend Anthony York from the Los Angeles Times, who you usually hear on here with me, and I, we were both just cranking out our stories about the Brown event here at the end of the week. But in the meantime, again, to try to keep the podcast rolling, I did want to present you a little something here. And really, we would have talked almost exclusively, I think, about this event. I mean, we clearly would have talked about Governor Schwarzenegger's event, too. And I actually will play a little bit of that for you in a moment because I do want to make a point about that. But of course, you know, they were the two big events of the week. They were both about the budget. Governor Schwarzenegger here, you know, 4 weeks away from not being governor any longer, proposing a budget fix on Monday. Governor-elect Brown talking about the entire budget problem, which he sees as a larger budget problem. And they provided a lot of interesting material, I think, for us to think about here in the coming weeks as the transition finishes up. But I want to first get to the Governor-elect Brown meeting. I think, as you probably saw from a lot of the news stories and as I reported for radio and then wrote online, it was a bit of an education seminar at the beginning, tacked together to really some partisan bickering that came out in the question and answers from legislators and from local officials to an extent who asked questions from the audience. But let's start here. I want to let Governor-elect Brown, a little bit of what he said, play out here, how he framed the question. And you'll also hear a little bit of his conversation with two people. The woman you will hear speaking is Ana Mata Santos, who is his designee for director of the Department of Finance, has been Arnold Schwarzenegger's finance director for the past year. And the man you'll hear speaking with Jerry Brown is Mac Taylor, who you've heard before, the legislative analyst for California, both laying out a bit of the problem here. And again, you kind of hear Brown using a bit of the let's educate everyone kind of method. So here's Governor-elect Brown and then a little bit of that conversation.
I want to thank all of you for coming this morning to this important dialogue on the state's budget. California is facing, as you know, a very serious budget crisis. It goes back probably more than a decade, but I'm determined to do everything I can to get us back on the track. And today we're not going to argue about solutions or to do anything but try to get on the same page. It's very hard to come to any agreement if there is no consensus on what the underlying facts are. So the goal today is to set that common factual basis on which and from which we can then discuss the full range of solutions. And because we're a divided state, north and south, Republican and Democrat, urban and rural, it becomes difficult to get to a consensus about the solutions, particularly when they're painful and difficult, as they will certainly be in the coming year. So we want to start off today. I'll introduce who's here, our finance director, Ana Mata Santos, the legislative analyst, Mac Taylor. They're going to be explaining most of the slides here.
As you can see, the bulk of our expenditures go to fund local assistance. That's 71% of the dollars go to fund local assistance. Other large expenditures are University of California, California State University, debt service, retirement cost, and 13.3% of the general fund expenditures are for state operations. The largest in that category is the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation.
I think if you looked at our current year situation, you would see, maybe somewhat surprisingly, that our revenues are in line with our spending. And people would rightly ask, well, what happened? How do you fall out of balance so quickly in just a short period of time? Well, I think that's primarily because we've adopted so many temporary or short-term solutions. And you see on the slide that in 10-11 this year, the temporary increases that were enacted 2 years ago expire. They will all lapse by the end of this fiscal year. They won't be available in 11-12. So your revenues are $8.3 billion lower than they were this year. We also took other actions in the form of selling some state assets with special fund loans that were one time in nature. They're here this year. They're not here next year. Similarly, on the spending side, the number this year is lower than it otherwise would be because we had so much federal dollars that offset general fund spending. Once the federal dollars go away next year, general fund spending has to rise to accommodate those program costs. So that's why the gap that is not here this year grows and grows so rapidly by 11-12. I think on this next picture, this shows you how bad the problem has been. What it shows for the last four downturns or recessions that the state has experienced, what has been the magnitude of our job loss since the peak just prior to the start of each recession, and how long does it take before you get back to the job level you were at from that peak, the start of the recession. And if you look at the bottom line, that's our current situation, the red line, and you can see two pretty dramatic stories, I think. First of all, the amount of the job loss, 9%, is well over twice what we've experienced in any of the prior recessions. And then secondly, you see how long it takes, going across the top of the chart from left to right, in years to get back to the job level where we're at prior to the start of the problem. We're projecting, and again, it's just a projection in the case of the red line, that it'll take us about 8 years before our job total is the same level as it was before the start of the recession.
So, Mac, are we at the point where the line's starting to go up?
Yes, we are.
We're at the bottom of the ascendancy.
We're starting to grow a little bit, but very modestly.
It's a long line, and when you can see that, it's very dramatic. In the three previous recessions, although they were different, they never got as bad, and they never took as long. And that puts us in a very unique situation. So that's not the only thing we're facing. Looking out into the future, you've got some other problems that are real. They're not completely nailed down yet, but they're very serious threats that make our problem even worse than the previous slide shows.
And again, that's Governor-elect Jerry Brown in his budget event with a little bit of conversation you heard in there from Ana Mata Santos, his incoming budget director. That was the woman you heard. And Mac Taylor, the legislative analyst of California, also being heard there in that conversation. They were kind of the budget experts that Jerry Brown brought to this meeting in Sacramento. Well, of course, the meeting, about 2 hours long, kind of, I don't know, went from there and into a little bit more of the familiar territory. As I wrote online, Jerry, meet gridlock. Gridlock, meet Jerry. It's kind of the feeling there. This is kind of what we've been living in the state capitol for a while. Not that legislators were not asking questions that have relevance, but all the questions kind of went to a point. Democrats asking questions that kind of went to the point about revenues. Republicans asking questions that kind of went to the point about cutting spending, regulations, things like that. Here's a little sample of some of what those legislators were saying. First, you're going to hear from Assemblymember Connie Conway. She is the Republican leader in the Assembly, the brand new Republican leader in the Assembly. Connie Conway, former county supervisor down from Tulare. And then you're going to hear from Assemblymember Sandre Swanson, a Democrat of Oakland, who was making his own points about what was left out of the budget Q&A, the budget briefing. So first, Assembly Republican Leader Connie Conway.
I'm just a big believer in the whole picture. So the public, you know, we've had federal funds that either showed up or didn't show up, and we've had various borrowing schemes and one-time solutions. But for policymakers and for the public, and since, once again, I want to thank you, we're having this budget conversation. Shouldn't we be looking at overall spending and program areas, not just general fund spending? I mean, are we getting the whole picture here? Because some of the other funds, the other money that we spend that isn't general fund, that's out there too, and that's part of the problem. So,
I want to think about highways or something.
Talking about whatever kind of program there is that, you know, we saw the little chart about what is what we spend on the out of the general fund, but what other program monies, because this whole budget picture, it's, you know, I want the truth on the table, and I don't want to just walk away from here saying this is the whole picture.
Well,
I really want to make sure we're including all of that.
Because I thought we had enough bad news for you. But I think we can get some more. Anna, would you talk about some of the special funds?
I think everybody came here for the bad news, Governor.
I wanted us to, I didn't see a slide that indicated all the pain that Californians have gone through already over the last 8 years in this budget. I mean, we talk about cuts, but we're not acknowledging that our schools have been cut, that our children have been cut, that the employees in the state have been cut. And so there's been a lot of cuts. We have not been derelict in our responsibility to try to balance this budget. But we have to have a discussion about the question of revenue to help us define what California is going to be about as a state, what we stand for.
That was Assemblymember Sondre Swanson, a Democrat of Oakland. Before him, you heard from Assembly Republican Leader Connie Conway of Tulare, both asking questions, in a way, asking questions of Governor-elect and his budget staff in this budget briefing. They're not actually all his budget staff, but kind of laying out the details. But again, the legislators who ask questions that go along their own ideological, philosophical lines of whether they think the problem is revenues or spending with the state budget. And I thought this particular piece of tape was also important to put in this podcast. And this comes from State Treasurer Bill Lockyer. Lockyer has been around really as long as Jerry Brown's been around. And Brown, of course, left the state capitol. Lockyer stayed around. A longtime legislator, then attorney general, now state treasurer, about to serve his second term. And a lot, some of the conversation that you heard in this budget event kind of again treaded down a familiar path, this path being the, who gets the money, whether the state takes too much money from the locals take it from the state, et cetera, et cetera. And Lockyer tried to make a point that I think was important. Here's Bill Lockyer.
Anna's description of all of the various shifts and transfers over the last 30 years, I think is wonderfully interesting in sort of an academic way, but it kind of makes the point that we've got to get past the it's my money idea that we hear regularly. Somehow somebody's stealing from someone, the county from the city or vice versa, the schools, the state, etc. It's unproductive. It just doesn't get us anywhere. And figure out, here's the amount of money we've got to work with to provide these essential programs, and essentially they're public safety, health, welfare, and education. That's it. And so figure out how to spend that amount that we've got effectively, whether that should be a local responsibility or a state responsibility. We should be working together. We're partners in trying to solve these problems, and approaching each other as adversaries, I don't think, is a productive way to do it.
And again, it's worth pointing out that one of the big headlines, probably out of Governor-elect Brown's budget event on Thursday in Sacramento, is this larger projection, this larger estimate of the state's budget problem at $28 billion over the next year and a half. That is, of course, absent any corrective action. That's under current existing law. The $28 billion number compared to the $25 billion number that we got from the legislative analyst just last month. Really the same data, only the change, as it was explained, as you may have read or heard about, was what's happened in Washington, D.C., and all of these compromises we've been hearing about over taxes, and in particular, estate taxes. And we won't go into here for the podcast, but the complicated way that estate taxes work, what part of the money the feds would get, what part of the money the state of California gets out of an estate tax. Effectively, this new deal would siphon off somewhere to the tune of almost $3 billion that the state had expected to get, and that without, it looks like our budget deficit will be larger than projected. So again, about a $28 billion number. And that does bring me to what I wanted to quickly play here, which was a little bit of Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger's presentation over his budget fix that happened on Monday at the state capitol. As you know, the governor declared a special session of the legislature as they came back to office on Monday and declared a fiscal emergency for the state of California and submitted a plan that's almost $10 billion worth of solutions, maybe closer to about $9 billion worth of solutions, again, over the next year and a half. pretty much all cuts, a few kind of fund transfers, but basically programmatic reductions, things that it seems very difficult that Democrats will agree to, spending in social services being cut, cuts in CalWORKs, cuts in healthy families for children, you know, things like that, that again have been controversial, things that have been passed by before, a fee on insurance policies for firefighting efforts, things like that, again, that just have not gone anywhere in the legislature. And so, but at the end of this press conference, the governor talked a little, was taking questions from reporters and talked a little bit, and full confession, because I asked him in a question I asked, about how budgets get relayed to the public, and budget deficits in particular get relayed to the public.
Governor, could you take a moment and try to explain for us a little bit, if you could, why you think Californians misunderstand the budget process so much, and maybe possibly any role you could have had differently in that? When we look at polls, they still want no taxes, but they want no cuts to education, no cuts to social services. They think it's all waste, fraud, and abuse. Why don't they get it?
Well, first of all, I think that it has a lot to do with that you guys are confusing them, too. Because when I open up the paper and I read that the new budget deficit is $25.5 billion, where do you get that information? And since when are we trying to confuse the people to all of a sudden make it an 18-month budget? The current budget deficit is $6 billion, according to the legislative analyst. So when you go out and you tell people that we have a $25 billion deficit, that's the wrong information, because we always go year by year. So people get confused. I've had people come up to me and say, oh, my God, you just did the budget. Remember when you were here in the morning, they said you were so happy you got the budget, and it was 2 months ago. How could you be $25 billion budget deficit already? I say it is not. So I had to explain that sometimes the press does not identify that this year it's $6 billion, and if nothing is done this year, then next fiscal year, next, it could be potentially $25.5 billion. So the people get confused. They have no idea how this works, and that's just one complication. The other one is it's a very complicated thing. As you know, that people even in this building don't know a lot of times you know, how complicated it is. I mean, there's only three people in the state of California that understand Proposition 498, the education proposition. So it's a very difficult thing. But one thing everyone understands, and that is that we have to live within our means. And people expect our state to live within its means. The money that we take in, that's all the money we can spend.
Could I follow up? Do you Yes. believe you had any role in that, in what they understand or don't understand? Could you have done more?
Let's assume yes. So maybe we all have to go and work a little harder.
Again, that was Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger Monday in unveiling his series of budget deficit fixes, based on a question I asked him about why the public doesn't seem to have come to grips with the problems and what things cost and what they're willing to pay. Obviously, the press is not a monolith. We don't all get together and figure out how to write our stories. As a matter of fact, we can't seem to agree on a lot of things, pretty much like the legislature. But I do think what was missing from the governor's answer there, and I wrote about this online on the Capitol Notes blog this week, is the fact that Governor Schwarzenegger himself has used an 18-month number several times during his time as governor to try to make a point about the state's problems. I pointed out a couple of particular examples in a State of the State speech, in another special session fiscal emergency declaration in 2008. He used the 18-month number. Granted, the public doesn't always get the specifics. I mean, I will surely admit that, you know, some of the press don't make it clear sometimes that that's an 18-month number. And as you heard me say earlier in this podcast, those numbers are projections that are absent any corrections. And clearly someone's going to come in and correct that. They're not going to let a $25, $28 billion problem sit on the books when a fiscal year comes to the end. Of course, sometimes the fixes are fixes that have lots of assumptions in them that don't come to pass. But I think that, you know, if the governor was saying that the press bears some of the responsibility for the public not understanding it, I think that's an entirely appropriate thing. But clearly, elected officials have to bear some of that as well. And I think that's one of the complicated issues that we have to sort out about, you know, where things go from here, and also looking backward as to what happened over the last 7 years that Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. How did the budget process play out all those times? What he thought it would be, what he said it would be, what it turned out to be. Clearly, the global recession had a major impact on things here in the last 2 years. But there were other forces, that political forces and whatnot, that happened before that. So that'll do it for this edition of the podcast. And again, sorry we're not having the usual back and forth. We may have to change the date of the podcast come the new year. It seems to be tough to get them on Fridays. I would love to know your thoughts about whether you think a Monday podcast would be substantially worse than a Friday podcast. Schedules are always tough to get. And, of course, all our friends, Anthony York especially, but other reporters, are all coming and doing this out of the goodness of their heart. You know, we are public radio. We're not giving them some big salary to come in. But always feel free to drop me a line at jmyers@kqed.org. Let me know what you think. About, you know, if we had to move the date of the podcast some or things like that, or also if you value the podcast, because, of course, that'll help our folks at KQED know that it's a valuable part of the schedule to keep doing here every week. In the meantime, we'll try to get back on track next week, and that'll do it for this time. So from KQED, as always, I'm John Myers. Thanks for listening.